Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome in to Compute This. We got a loaded show for you today. There's a lot to go through. This is one of those weeks where there was so much interesting stuff to look at and to talk about that I'm not sure how we're going to fit it all into an hour, but we're going to do our darndest to try for you. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program this morning. 888-250-2091 if you're outside the metro area. Looking for your calls, comments. If you had an experience in the service center, if you have a question about your technology, we're here to help you out right here on Compute This. Just give us a call and we'll put you in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate, good for anything your heart desires over at the service center. You can put it toward a Sophos renewal or a warranty renewal or just about anything you'd like over there. And we'll just put it in your Schrock account and you can use it, you know, whenever it tickles your fancy. You can do that. All right. So last week, if you missed the program, we told you why you needed to update your Google Chrome like right now, but that was last week right now. We got another one. If you missed the show last week and you need a new right now, I've got a new right now for you today with the same program, so you can do it again. Or you can just get Secure Updater and have it done for you automatically. Your call. Also, we talked about how Apple had a very rare misstep with their Apple iPad advertisement where they were crushing technology or crushing creativity out of the souls of humanity to reveal the iPad. Thinnest ever. Hold, it could do anything a piano can do because we all know that you'd rather play a piano on an iPad than actually play the piano. Also, we talked about OpenAI and all the stuff that they were going to drop on Monday. Turns out they had some interesting stuff. Nothing crazy, nothing super-duper new. But Google, on the other hand, we're going to talk about what they dropped on the program too. There is some interesting stuff coming from Google. There might be some footsteps behind OpenAI. We're going to tell you what's going on there as well and how that could impact your computing world, if you will. Also, we told you last week how you can now check your Apple iMessages on your PC. So if you're a blended technology household where you have an iPhone because you like iPhone and you have a PC because you like to get things done. I don't have anything against Mac. I don't. It's not that. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have put it like that. If you're forced, enslaved, chained to this awful Bill Gates-looking device called the PC, but you have the beauty and the release of an iPhone when you're in the bathroom, then you can check your iMessages now on your PC. So fun times there. All right, so all that stuff is up and available on the website, schrockinnovations.com. You can check it out, click on radio show, listen to previous week's shows, as well as the After Schrock. We will have an After Schrock for you at the conclusion of the program here this week as well. One thing I will mention is the After Schrock is exclusively on Facebook at facebook.com/schrockinnovations. You can currently watch the show live there right now. We are live at facebook.com/schrockinnovations. You can join up over there, become part of Schrockville. And during the commercial breaks, I try to jump in there and answer questions and kind of engage with you guys a little bit there as well. Coming up on the program today, I mentioned Google had a lot of announcements for their dump of Gemini AI announcements. Now, if you recall, Gemini AI is the AI that, you know, previously misidentified every historical figure that's ever walked the planet as either African-American or, you know, Asian. George Washington was black, for example. There were some inaccuracies, some things that maybe were making people a little concerned about, you know, the accuracy of the information as opposed to the DEI score of the information, if you will. So basically, we're going to tell you what's coming from Google's Gemini, new and revised, revamped, fixed, completely not woke Gemini anymore. That's right, I'm sure. Microsoft also fixes that VPN issue that you may have been having. There's an update for you there we're going to tell you about. Also, this is one of the, I saw this story and I thought, oh my gosh, this is shake and bake Compute This. Whatever happened to the floppy disk? I know that sounds super boring, right, Thor? The floppy disk was replaced by the zip drive and the super disk, and then those were replaced by the flash drive and the CD-ROM, and those were replaced with the DVD, which was then replaced by the Blu-ray, and now we don't play with disks anymore, and my kids do not know what they are. So, you know, yes, I understand all that. Super boring, right? Yawn. But you will be absolutely stunned by the number of devices in our modern 2024 world that still run on floppy disks. And I don't mean like run like, oh, I have to put a floppy disk in to get it to work. No, I mean like it don't have a hard drive. We have to boot this thing from a floppy disk in the morning, and it's not stable enough to run it all day and all night. So then we have to turn it off at the end of the day and boot it the next morning again with a floppy disk. So that I saw that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I read the list, and I couldn't believe some of the things that are still running on flops. Also, there's a bipartisan bill to end Section 230. What is Section 230? You might recall from back in the COVID days when, you know, you couldn't say anything that was even halfway true about anything. We'll get into that on the aftershock a little bit. But Section 230 is what shields big tech from lawsuits based on what their users post on the sites. The argument was if Google is responsible for everything, or let me give it a better, if Facebook is responsible for everything their users post on Facebook, Facebook would never do anything, wouldn't let anybody post because, you know, there are a lot of stupid people out there that are going to do a lot of stupid things on Facebook. Kind of like this show, right? I mean, they're gonna do things. And you can't be responsible for every word that Thor Schrock says out of his mouth because you're Facebook and you're going to go broke. So that's what Section 230 did, is it protected these tech companies so they could grow. Well, now that they're great big technology granddaddies, big tech as we'll call them, do they really need Section 230 anymore? Or should they do a better job of policing the content of their users? I think this is one of those times, guys, where you really want to pay close attention to this. This is like a Patriot Act moment where everybody thinks the Patriot Act is a darn good idea because we don't want to see our buildings blown up again. But then 20 years later, we're like, yeah, we did this. Can we undo this? No? Oh, shoot. You know, so let's be a little careful with what we ask for with Section 230 coming up on the program today. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program, 888-250-2091. This is officially graduation season, which is also known as slow season at Schrock Innovations. When people get out from behind their computers and go to graduations and travel and hit vacations and do all the things they're going to hide in their basements from tornadoes. You know, when these things happen, people tend to not be bringing their computers in and out of Schrock Innovations for repair, which leads to lower bench volume, which means turnaround times are faster. Our guys get things done a little quicker because there's fewer things to focus on at the same time. Let me give you an example. The Omaha Service Center has 40 bench spots. Typically, they have three techs covering 40 bench spots, including phone calls, Schrock desks and things like that, on sites. So the ratio of technicians to computers on a normal day at Schrock could be 20 to 1. But during our slower season, it's more like 5 to 1. And so you can really get a lot more dedicated attention without paying the ASAP fees, without, you know, I need my computer back tomorrow. Well, there's a really good chance you can get it back tomorrow during our slower season. So if you have a prepaid maintenance certificate, now is an outstanding time to bring that into the service centers. Let us get to work on your computers, get that maintenance done so that you don't have the problems that everybody thinks that computer problems just pop up out of nowhere, smack you in the face, and destroy your world. You know, they're out to get me. Every time you get in your car, I've said this before, you push the button, you turn the key, you expect the car to start. It's not an if it's going to start. There's no doubt in your mind that the car is going to start until the day comes where the car doesn't start. And then all of a sudden you're like, what has gone terribly wrong in my world? Had a situation like this out at Moonraker Mining the other day. We were doing some field work over at Moonraker and Beatrice. They're getting ready to go live with their Bitcoin mine here in a matter of days. So this is pretty exciting stuff over there. And the guy that owns the Bitcoin mine drove in from Colorado to do a site survey. We came up and met with him, did the whole thing. And his car battery died after a drive from Colorado. You'd think that'd be fully charged by then. Well, then he come to find out he's had the same battery in his car for 9 years. He's got caps on his battery. You can add fluid. When is the last time you saw that? Was it 9 years ago they got rid of batteries that have removable caps to add fluid? Craziness, right? So we had to go over to AutoZone, get him a new battery, put his battery in it. I mean, we tried to jump him. I found out a Mustang can't really jump anything, unless it's a motorcycle. Maybe he could jump that. But no, you're not going to jump an SUV with a Mustang. Not going to happen. So lessons learned there. But until your computer doesn't do the thing you expect it to do when you push the button or turn the key. All of a sudden, you're wondering, what did I do? Why is this broken? I just got this thing like 3 years ago, not understanding that most of your modern computers, whether you get a Dell or an HP or a Sony or a Samsung, it doesn't matter what brand you buy, they are engineered to be obsolete or dead in 18 months. It's one of the reasons we do what we do at Schrock. Businesses out there know how to buy computers. Businesses do it right for the most part. They're going to buy higher grade computers, are going to pay a little bit more for them. And I'm not talking like hundreds of dollars more. I mean, they're going to pay $50 more per unit, but they're going to get a better motherboard. They're going to get removable, interchangeable components that can be replaced. And they're going to get faster drives and faster memory. And they're generally going to use their computers for 5 years or more. Does this sound familiar? I mean, anyone who's listened to this program for a long time knows all about our modular computers and our solid state laptops. You know that the whole concept behind what we've been doing for decades is selling business-grade computers to consumers. Because guess what we figured out? Consumers like reliability, too. Wow. Novel concept, right? So anyway, get it in for the maintenance if you haven't been able to, because that's when we find the small problems, while they are still small problems and inexpensive to correct in most cases. Or we can start creating a plan like, hey, your hard drive's going bad, your battery's going bad, you know, this laptop is not Windows 11 compatible, so you might want to start thinking about a new computer. You probably got some time here. It's not going to blow up tomorrow, but the symptoms are going to get worse, so start sticking some dollar bills in the piggy bank because you're going to need a new computer soon. Plan a Christmas gift. If you have a birthday coming up, you could ask for a computer. We're happy to help. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Google announced a huge dump of AI stuff. We're going to cover it for you coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations Data Recovery Lab saves the data the other guys can't. The next time your hard drive, camera card, or flash drive fails, let Schrock get your data back.
Schrock Innovations solid-state laptops are engineered locally for speed and reliability you just can't get from the major national brands. Each of our laptops starts off with an ASUS chassis. We remove the stock drives and memory and upgrade them with higher-performing components. This unlocks the full potential of the laptop, making the unit up to 25% faster. This is why Schrock solid-state laptops last so much longer than the competition. If your laptop starts out 25% faster, that means over time it doesn't slow down nearly as fast.
Update all of your third-party apps on your computer with Secure Updater. It keeps all your apps running smoothly and helps block viruses. Download it for free today at secureupdater.com.
When your computer has a warranty and you have a problem, don't call the manufacturers for help. Call Schrock Innovations. Schrock will contact HP, Dell, ASUS, Samsung, or any other manufacturer to arrange a warranty repair at no cost to you. We know how these companies work. We know the loopholes and the tricks to get your system repaired under warranty as quickly as possible. Even so, manufacturers can take up to 21 days to fix your computer. We'll give you the option of a fast local repair in one of our service centers or provide you with a loaner laptop to use while you wait. We can even back up your data before we ship your computer, just in case the warranty fix includes a hard drive wipe. Schrock tests your computer when it comes back from repair to ensure the problem was solved properly and all of your hardware works like new. There's a reason Schrock Innovations is consistently voted the best in town. Whenever you need help, wherever you need it, Schrock Innovations makes your computer work for you.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back into Compute This. Yeah, we were on studio mic there during the break, so yeah, you got a little behind-the-scenes peek there if you're at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. Thank you, Aaron, for letting me know. Aaron's like, Thor may have forgotten to plug something in, and I was like, no, Scott was doing the weather, and I'm just, you know, snapping my fingers, and there's no... Hey, guess what? It's all fixed now. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. That's what Skip has done. Skip, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Yeah, Thor, I'm here in Olympia, Washington, and what I'm looking for, I'm a 100% disabled vet, and my one computer I had crashed, I don't know, 8 years ago and just got out of the computer business. Most of my stuff I do over the phone. But what I'm looking for, I was on your website quite a while ago, and I didn't see any products and prices – looking for is a laptop. And you were talking about business grade, you know, more reliable for a price list and what it does. And also for scheduled maintenance, can you do that scheduled maintenance over the phone?
Great questions. Great questions, Skip. So first off, as far as laptop prices go, on our website at schrockinnovations.com, if you go to shop, you can go under the shop tab and you can browse all the desktops, the laptops, and everything that we have there. We use a Goldilocks system for this. We have three of each. You know, the little one that you don't want to buy. Don't buy the cheapest one. It's only there because we have to have a cheap one to stand up against the cheap one at Best Buy. That's the only reason it's there. We do not like to sell it because it is not awesome. Okay? You know, at least I'll tell you which of my products are awesome and which aren't. You know, it's honesty. The next step is the mid-range product. The mid-range product is going to be the Intrepid laptop. This is the most popular unit we sell. It has a touchscreen if that's important to you. But more importantly, it has a mid-range processor. So it's beefy enough to do the medium-sized things that normal people do with their computers. It's not a super gaming rig. It doesn't have a ton of bells and whistles on it like all the other computers do. It's a good middle ground computer. Then, of course, we have the Gallant. The Gallant is the big dog. It's the powerful unit. Now, with all that said, a little elf has told me that we have we periodically order in new laptops to evaluate them to see if they're going to be the next iteration in our lineup, right? So the Gallant name never changes, but the laptop over time does change. And so, but it's always a Gallant. And so we checked out two computers that we ordered two of them in to evaluate, and they were amazing computers. Seventh gen AMD processors, kind of like the holiday special, not as powerful as the holiday specials, but very much like it. Same size screen, backlit keyboard, really, really, really nice computers. The only problem with them was that they were locked in at 8 gigs of RAM. They can't be expanded beyond 8 gigabytes of memory. Most people who buy a Gallant want 16 gigs of memory or more. Most people, though, are just fine with 8 gigs of memory that are doing normal people things. So we're going to put these two Gallants up on our specials page. They're going to be about $100 off the normal price of a Gallant because of that memory upgrade, lack of availability. But if you are looking for a good deal on something that's going to be pretty powerful and get the job done for you, these modified Gallants, if you will, are going to be they're going to have two of them on the specials page. Those are in our Papillion Service Center right now. So if you were listening, for example, we open at noon today in Papillion. You could give us a call. Every other day of the week, we're open from 10 to 8. But you can give us a call, and you can order it right over the phone. We'll ship it to you. Then as far as maintenance goes, when we do maintenance on computers, part of what we do is physical cleaning of the computer. So to answer your question, can we do a full maintenance checkup over the Schrock desk? No, we can't. Can we check a lot of things over the Schrock desk for you? We absolutely can. In fact, the new version of Drive Advisor is going to monitor hard drive and battery on your laptop in real time. So that way, if something goes wrong with either of those two components, you'll know about it instantly, especially if it's under warranty, which I would encourage you to keep it under warranty all the time. But if you keep it under warranty, if you don't use the warranty, we refund the money back to you. If you use the warranty, heck, a battery costs $125 plus an hour of labor, so you're at what? $260, and you pay $125 for the warranty, $150 for the warranty. It's a really good deal to have the warranty. You're glad you have it if you need it. If you don't need it, you get your money back. So it's a win-win. But then basically, if you ever had a warranty claim or something where it had to come back for a new battery after a couple years or something, we'd probably want to do a maintenance checkup on it and while we have it in the service center. But we can do a lot for you remotely. I just don't want to give you the impression that it's the same as coming into the service center. It's a little bit different. But I will put a tick, and you said you're from where were you from again?
Olympia, Washington.
All right, Olympia, Washington. I'll put a tick in the box for Olympia, Washington for the next service center. We have a lot of requests for Grand Island, Nebraska next, but you know now we have one tick for Olympia. So you keep your friends calling, and we can get a service center up there.
Now I'm looking for something in the top of the line. So you say go to your website, and under the tabs, I go where?
Well, if you're looking for something that's top of the line, you'll probably want to pick up what was the holiday special laptop. We can still order them. They're a couple $100 more expensive than they were during the holiday season. They're about $1,800, but it's literally the best of everything. 40 gigs of RAM, 2 terabytes in the hard drive, a screen that is Pantone certified. The colors you see on the screen are the colors that are going to come out of the printer or the photo printing place when you get your stuff printed. Just a really amazing laptop. So what I would suggest you do, probably the best thing to do, just give us a call in the service center anytime it's convenient for you. And then we can walk you through the different options, get an idea for what you're doing with the computer. And because, you know, top of the line to you might mean something different than me. You know, when a customer tells me top of the line, I'm like, oh, hey, let's go to the holiday special. But you might be saying, you know, Thor, I don't need to go crazy. You know, I don't want to be on the bleeding edge. The cutting edge is just fine for me. But we can get that figured out for you and get you into a computer that's going to meet the needs that you're going to put in front of it. And the goal is to meet those needs for the next 5 to 7 years, at which point you'll have to buy a new laptop because you can't really upgrade the processors in them anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you for the call, Skip. I appreciate you joining us on the program today. And it's that easy, guys. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Real quick, before we bounce to break, Google announced a huge dump of information about what they're doing with Gemini AI. Now, there's so much AI stuff out, guys, that it gets almost overwhelming. And it's like this buzzword AI. You can say AI in anything. They said AI like 2,947 times during the call. I mean, it was the call. So what are some of the things that Google announced in a nutshell? They have three different versions of Gemini. They have the Pro, which is the big dog version you pay for, Flash, which is the free version you can get that's faster, and Nano, which is the version that's going to run on your Pixel smartphone, coming to all smartphones soon, but Pixel first. They also introduced a new product called Veo, which is a text-to-video generator. This is like OpenAI's Sora. You tell it what you want a video of, and it just makes the video. Imogen 3 is text-to-image, which I told you a little bit about my experience with text-to-image when I tried to make an Easter graphic for the radio show, and the computer couldn't quite figure out why there were three crosses on the hill. It gave me a field of crosses. I'm like, the Romans were busy that day. Okay, that's not what I asked for. Also, there's another one called, this one is kind of potentially useful, called Ask Photos, which searches all of your Google images for a specific photo of what you're looking for. So you can describe, I want the photo of me with my basset hound. And it'll look through and find all the pictures of you and a basset hound. It's kind of useful, right? And then also probably the one that is the most exciting for everybody who's into AI is Gemini Live. This one is the AI you can talk to. So it's like Jarvis for Iron Man, right? Except with this AI, you don't even need friends anymore because it can talk back. If it's saying something you don't like, you can interrupt it. It says, oh, I'm so sorry. I mean, it replaces all your friends. It's pretty awesome stuff. All these updates, though, are having a generalized effect on search because that's what Google does, right? Google is Google Search. That's where they get all their revenue. Most of their money comes from advertisements posted on search pages. Well, guess what? Companies like me have engineered our websites so that they place and rank well on Google search results because that's how you get business, right? You want to be at the top of the results. You want to be relevant. You want to make sure you have content for what people are searching for, which is why around Father's Day, there's a lot of Father's Day posts on websites because people are searching for gifts for Father's Day and you want your website to come up if you're selling gifts for Father's Day. Well, what Google is starting to do now, what you see in the search results if you use Google is going to change because they're integrating the AI into their search engine. So now if you search for what's a good gift to get my dad for Father's Day, it's going to reply back to you with that little snippet at the top of the screen. Of course, the search results are down below, but the snippet at the top will say, technology gifts are very popular for Father's Day under $50. Some of the best places to get technology gifts would be Walmart.com or, you know, and it give you a list of, you know, places to go to get. There's Amazon.com, you know, all these places you can go to get gifts. Now, if you go down in the search results, let's say you're a small business and you work your tail off to rank high in those search results, but because you don't have as much pull as a Walmart or as much advertising dollars, for example, maybe you can buy your way into the AI search in the future. This has got news organizations freaked out because now imagine you could say, what happened in the Trump trial today? And you'll get an AI summary written by Google of what all the news stations are reporting in their content. You don't even have to go to their website anymore. Now, news organizations make their money off advertisements too. They need the eyeballs. So if Google starts summarizing the content of news organizations in a snippet and basically taking the eyeballs for themselves, you know, Google Google stock is going to go through the roof because they're going to have a lot more eyeballs. But oh my goodness, the media industry is freaking out about this. So watch for this in the future coming up, guys, because there's a lot of, if you have Google and you allow Google to summarize everything for you and you begin to trust those summaries implicitly, imagine what could happen, for example, with election reporting. Who is going to win the election? Who is leading in the election right now? According to these polls, this person is leading in the election. Oh, maybe I should vote for that person. The ability to interfere, if you will, with elections will be unprecedented through this AI improvement, quote unquote, to search. So it's something to watch for. If you're a business owner, this is something to very much get your SEO people on top of. This is something you need to be watching for because it's going to come and it's going to change. And if you use DuckDuckGo, you don't even notice anything's happening. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Taking a break, guys. When we come back, Microsoft fixes their VPN problem. And whatever happened to the floppy disk? We're going to tell you the amazing number of things that still actually use floppy disks every day. Coming up next on Compute This.
Drive Advisor is a free program from Schrock Innovations that monitors your hard drive's health and tells you if it's going bad. Download it for free at driveadvisor.com.
Everyone has experienced some form of data loss or knows someone who has. It's unfortunate, but sometimes the technology we rely on simply fails. And the last question you want to hear at that time is, you have a backup, right? When your hard drive, memory card, backup drive, or flash drive fails you, turn to the data recovery experts at Schrock Innovations to get those pictures, songs, and memories back. You know, not all data recovery companies are the same. Having the right tools and knowledge to get the job done right on the first attempt makes all the difference between a successful recovery and the permanent loss of your important data. Sometimes you only get one shot at a successful recovery. That's why Schrock has invested in top-of-the-line recovery imagers, a Class 100 clean environment, over 10,000 donor components, and a staff of recovery engineers that are the best in the business. Schrock has a 96% recovery rate getting data back from failed devices. When the unthinkable happens and you need your data back, turn to the experts at Schrock Innovations for professional and affordable data recovery services.
Now you can configure and purchase laptops, desktops, tablets, and more all at the new ShrockInnovations.com. Check out our specials for one-of-a-kind discounts and deals.
Laptops are subjected to some of the most stressful computing situations imaginable. They get dropped, stepped on, slapped shut, and pushed until the battery dies sometimes. Your laptop works hard for you, so when it has a problem, take it to the laptop experts at Schrock Innovations. Schrock has four convenient service centers in Nebraska and Iowa, with more than 100 total bench spots to get your technology up and running again. Schrock has the largest supply of replacement components in stock, and we fix more laptops than any other nearby repair center. Why wait weeks to get your computer fixed when Schrock can diagnose the problem, provide you with a friendly and accurate estimate, and fix it usually in 2 days or less?
All right, I'm going to jump back in here and say that the severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for southwestern Mills and northeastern Cass counties as well. They had thought that that would expire at 7:30, but they're extending it here as part of this severe thunderstorm warning. Northern Fremont, southern Mills, and east central Cass County. That is until 8 o'clock this morning.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Four awesome locations, I think they're awesome, that can help you out when your technology is misbehaving, when you have some old tech laying in the garage and your wife is really on you to get that out of the house. You know, we recycle for free at Schrock. You can drop off any computer e-waste at Schrock Innovations. Now, what is computer e-waste? Computer e-waste is not cordless telephones. It is not VCRs. It is not stereo speakers. It is not 47,000-inch rear projection TVs in an oak cabinet, okay? Computer e-waste, computers, towers, laptops, tablets, phones, monitors, printers, all-in-one devices. The only thing we charge for are printers, all-in-ones, and monitors. There's a $19 charge because the recycler charges us to get rid of those. The rest of the stuff the recycler just takes, so we don't charge you to take it from you. You can drop your stuff off if you have it at any Schrock Innovations location, and we'll get it recycled securely with Sadoff Recycling for you. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program today. If you're outside the metro area, you can reach us 888-250-2091. All right, so real quick, you may have recalled We did a story one or two shows ago about a Windows update that came out that was broken. And Microsoft has this happen from time to time where they push an update and it works mostly right, but there are some applications where in situations that Microsoft didn't test for some reason, the update caused a problem. That happened with this update. It caused people's VPNs to stop working. And if you recall, a VPN is a service you subscribe to so that when you go on the internet, you're more anonymized than normal, right? Yeah, there is not an implicit record of everything you've looked at with your internet service provider and with everybody else at the same time. It's not impervious. It's not a perfect shield. There are ways to penetrate it, but it keeps, as my dad used to say, you lock the car door, son, because you want to keep the honest people honest. If somebody wants into your car, they're going to break the window. But it keeps the honest people honest. So if you want to keep the honest big tech giants honest, you get a VPN. And then you know, you're a little more protected. Well, this update from Microsoft broke the internet if you were using a VPN. So your only choice was to turn off your VPN or uninstall this update that also gave you other important security enhancements. So it was kind of a conundrum. Either way, you're less secure. Well, now Microsoft has pushed another update. You may have noticed your computer requesting a reboot this week. Even though it wasn't patched Tuesday, why does my computer want a reboot? Because Microsoft pushed an update to fix the VPN issue. So that is now resolved. Good to go there. Now, I came across this story. I was looking for content for the show today, and I saw a story about, you know, whatever happened to the floppy disk. Do you know there's actually one company out there, for sure, one, that specializes in collecting, refurbishing, and reselling floppy disks because nobody makes them anymore? There is one company out there that does this because there are several industries that actually still rely on the floppy disk, believe it or not. And when I say rely, I mean modern conveniences as we know them today would stop if the floppy disk failed. So then the story went on to give some examples. This is from ZDNet.com. They went on to give some examples of some of the things that still run on floppy disks. So we went briefly over the history of the floppy disk. They pretty much ruled the roost in the 1990s. Different iterations of it got higher in capacity, double-sided, double density, all these things. There was the write protect switch. Remember that? Did I flip the write protect switch? Is that why my floppy's not working? You know, all these things were fun and cool and everything. You bought software at the store. You went to Best Buy. You bought some game. It came on a floppy disk. You put it in your computer. You installed it, and then it ran. There was no live updating off the internet. If there was a virus on the disk, which has actually happened before with some software developers, the virus was on all the disks forever because they couldn't correct it. They couldn't send an update because there was no internet back then. So realistically, if you wanted to store, transmit, or move data from one place to the other, the floppy disk was the way to do it. That era ended with the introduction, thanks Apple, of the first diskless Mac. Yes, say that very slowly. The first diskless Mac, meaning there was no floppy disk drive on the Mac at all. You just had your hard drive in there, and that was it. And that was what pretty much ended the era of the floppy disk. It clung on for a little while. Just like when we build modular computers for customers, some people still want an internal DVD drive. I don't know if they're just using them for cup holders or if they actually, well, I use that to back up my data. And we're like, you know, we can put a backup drive in there and have it backed up automatically to a second hard drive inside the computer all the time instantaneously for you. No, I prefer to watch disks burn and keep them forever. Okay. All right. You know, you do you. We'll put it. You, customer's always right. You want a floppy drive? By golly, you get a floppy drive. Some embroidery machines, floppies. So if you're into embroidery, especially the older ones, some of them still you'd like use the little CF cards, like the memory cards. But before that, it was all floppy drives in your embroidery machine. So if you go to an embroidery business and they've been established for a while, chances are one of their machines back there is actually using a floppy disk. Now, many older CNC machines. So in other words, machines that will, if you're fabricating things and you have to run a cutting program. A lot of times you see this, honestly, with if you ever wondered how do they make gravestones, it's a water-injected jet. They put a slab of granite in a room and it shoots high-pressure water at it in a pattern to carve out of the stone what needs to be. It's a water-sand mixture. It's like a sandblaster, basically, with water. And it's amazing stuff. I've worked on one of these machines for a customer before, and it runs on a floppy drive. So, you know, when you give your epitaph, it's like, you know, just like Oregon Trail. You know, they put it on a floppy disk, they stick it in there, and then, you know, you died of typhus, and they put it right on your tombstone. So this is going to make you laugh. Boeing's had some issues lately, right? They have the newest, fanciest technology. They use ivory soap and human weight gravity to get door panels in place. You know, just crazy things like that. Did you know that older Boeing 747s use floppy disks still? So the ones that don't fall out of the sky are running on floppy disks. And those floppy disks are used to install navigational updates, update the avionics software, do things like that. So Boeing, if you have a fleet of older Boeings, if you're Southwest or somebody like that, you're using floppy disks still. Pretty crazy stuff. This one was probably the most interesting one, but the San Francisco Municipal Metro Light Railway. I'm guessing this is like the I've been to San Francisco once. I've never rode the railway there, but I'm guessing this is like kind of like the subway. It's a railway, right? You get around on it. It still runs on floppy disks to this day. And when I say running on a floppy disk, I don't mean, you know, you can update it with the floppy like a Boeing. No, I mean in the morning, it's somebody's job. There's a checklist. They come in the morning and they put the floppy disk in the disk drive and they turn the little latch down, you know, clink, and then they hit the power button and it goes, and then the drive goes, remember that sound? It would read the disk and then guess what? The railway works. Now we have trains and we can get to work. But don't worry. They know it's antiquated. They know it's probably time to move on. So San Francisco has a super solid plan to replace this entire system no later than, now let's say 2033 or 2034. So that's right. After whoever we elect in the next election is the light railway system. Up until 2019, did you know that the U.S. nuclear missile site forces used floppy disks to control the nation's nuclear arsenal? I mean, could you imagine, like, push the button. Hold on, we're booting. You're just waiting for the floppy disk to boot. We can't push the button. So they did upgrade all this after 2019, and it makes a lot of sense because think back to 2019. What was going on in 2019? I mean, people had a lot of time on their hands. If you were in a nuclear bunker during COVID, maybe you just stayed in the – if you like your nuclear bunker, you can keep your nuclear bunker. You know, were they essential? Did they have to come to work? Well, they took that opportunity to upgrade everything so they didn't have to run it on floppy drives anymore because you can't launch nukes from home on floppy disks. It doesn't work. If you're going to zoom into the nuclear missile silo to launch nukes, you got to update the systems. And then probably one of the best ones of all. Every kid who's ever had a birthday, in my generation anyway, if you grew up in the 80s, maybe the 90s, there are two things that you've done in that time. You had a pizza party for a birthday, and you may have very well had that pizza party at a place called Chuck E. Cheese. You've all tried to kick the mouse, admit it. You know you have. Now, did you know that all those animatronic guys on the stage that were performing for you during your birthday, each and every one of them runs on a floppy disk? The power of the floppy to make 8-year-olds happy at Chuck E. Cheese. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. 888-250-2091. Larry, welcome to the show. What can I do for you on Compute This today?
I'm wondering about the advantages of a GPU for Photoshop.
Oh, yes. It's getting to the point where you can't run Photoshop without one. Or you can run Photoshop without one. And I'm not talking about Photoshop Elements. I mean like the big dog Photoshop. Like the Creative Suite Photoshop. My wife had this situation where her graphics driver failed for her graphics card. And while her husband fumbled around trying to figure it out and fix it for 3 days, which I should have just taken it to the shop and let my guys, they were like, oh yeah, Thor, look at this. Your Intel UDX driver for the cheap graphics card was interfering with the NVIDIA driver for the big graphics card, preventing it from loading. But it took me 3 days to figure out what they would have probably figured out in 5 minutes. But anyway, but I got it done. So yay me. When her graphics card wasn't working on the laptop, Photoshop was unable to do any AI functions at all. And I'm not talking about like crazy things. I'm talking about like brush automations. Like you can zoom in on someone's face and remove acne, for example. But now there's an AI function for that where you can just click remove acne and it goes whoop, and no one in the picture has acne anymore. You can go and you can set different levels to it, how much correction you want, all the freedom that you would have if you were a professional photographer using Photoshop. You know, at first they replaced professional photographers with a digital camera. Now everyone who has an iPhone thinks they're a professional photographer. Well, now they're going to take away the editing, which was the one thing you still got from the professional photographer, because anybody who can afford $30 a month for Photoshop can now have the same editing capability if you have a graphics card. The other thing is that The graphics card in Photoshop takes an immense load off of your computer's processor. So if you have a computer that's got a graphics card, the processor that runs the computer is freed up to do all kinds of other things in the background because the graphics card is taking the load of what Photoshop is asking it to do. So if you are a weekend warrior that uses Photoshop once in a while to remove some red eye or something, you don't need to go out and spend a boatload of money on a computer with a graphics card. But we're getting to the point now where for about $1,000, you can get a computer that has a basic level graphics card in it that would be ideal for AI stuff. I don't see a way around how, I mean, next year we're going to have a graphics card in the holiday special. With the amount of AI that's going on, I mean, you just got to have it. And so it's becoming almost an essential piece of equipment, and not just any graphics card, but something that's a 3000, like a 3050 series or higher. So something that's been released in the last year or two, ideally. So don't go out and buy a 2000 series NVIDIA card or, you know, heaven forbid, a 1000 series NVIDIA card used on eBay and think you're going to have AI capability. You really need a more advanced card. But yeah, Larry, if you're going to be serious about Photoshop, a graphics card is almost a necessity now.
Well, thanks, Thor. I'm looking forward to the aftershock.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you joining us today. All right, 402-558-1110. We're going to take a quick break here, guys. When we come back, Marla, we're going to get to your call. Also, you may have remembered this from the pandemic, but big tech was taking care of us, preventing COVID misinformation, if you will, by censoring anybody who said anything that was different than what the government said at all. And as a result, there was one unified message about COVID that came out. Whether it was right or wrong, we can all debate about, but that was the unified message. Well, now that people have kind of clapped back against that a little bit, Congress, in a bipartisan bill, is talking about eliminating Section 230 to remove these protections from these big tech companies if they don't continue to police the content on their sites. To keep the children safe, you see. We're going to tell you what's really going on behind the scenes coming up next on Compute This.
Now you can configure and purchase laptops, desktops, tablets, and more all at the new ShrockInnovations.com. Check out our specials for one-of-a-kind discounts and deals.
Remember the good old days when virus detection worked like Where's Waldo? Spot the virus in the striped shirt and you win. Today's infections are changing hourly to avoid detection and use social engineering to trick you into making mistakes. Using yesterday's security to defend against today's threats is like using leeches to stop an infection. It just doesn't work. We recommend Sophos Intercept X, antivirus backed by Schrock's virus-free guarantee. Sophos uses the power of AI to detect the patterns of a virus attack and responds with Schrock's custom actions that stop it fast. With Sophos on your PC, Mac, Android, or iOS device, you get the state-of-the-art protection you need to defend against the most advanced attacks out there. In fact, if your device gets a virus while running Sophos antivirus, Schrock will remove it for free, guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, and we intend to keep it that way. Ditch your dad's antivirus and keep your device, data, and identity safe with Sophos and Schrock Innovations.
You know your computer needs modern antivirus, and you know using a VPN helps protect your identity online. But did you know that all of that protection could be useless if you're running outdated programs? We all run common free software like Adobe Reader, Dropbox, Firefox, and Chrome. Every day, there are critical security updates for these common programs that don't get automatically installed for up to 2 weeks. That's an eternity in today's world. That's why Schrock created Secure Updater. Secure Updater checks for and installs these critical updates every 8 hours, boosting your antivirus by closing off attack vectors before they can be used to penetrate your computer. Go to SecureUpdater.com and try it for free. We are so confident in our product, we don't even ask for a credit card to start the trial. Go to SecureUpdater.com today and start your 14-day trial and enjoy having the peace of mind that your software is being updated quickly and safely. You will be shocked at the number of programs that are out of date on your PC right now. Get your 14-day free trial at SecureUpdater.com.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back into Compute This. Final segment of the show. The hour has just blown by, no pun intended. It is just, woo. Now, Larry mentioned he was looking forward to the aftershock. So just a quick reminder, there will be a show after this one at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations called The Aftershock. I didn't name it. You guys did. That's okay. It's a cool name. Now, during that show, we're going to recap some of the testimony from the Trump trial in New York, the Trump business records trial in New York. Also, in investing, if you have money in the market, bad news is good news again. Woohoo! Till it's not. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Also, another update on Drive Advisor, the pre-launch update. We have the final code in hand. We have completed final testing on it, and we are preparing to launch that software. So we're going to tell you what's going on there and what you can expect to see from Drive Advisor on your computer. If you don't have Drive Advisor right now, if you don't know what it is, you can download the current version at driveadvisor.com. Why do I say it like that? Because it's made in America. driveadvisor.com. driveadvisor.com was taken, you see. So it's driveadvisor.com. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program today. I mentioned there's a bipartisan bill. We're going to talk about this coming up in a moment to potentially end Section 230 protections that prevent big tech from being responsible for what their users are posting. What do you think is going to happen if all of a sudden, you know, Facebook is responsible for what people post? You think they're going to get super duper serious about screening what you're allowed to post, maybe? Maybe a delay on posts so they have time for their AI to review them. There could be all kinds of consequences from this. We're going to dig into it in just a moment. But before we do that, Marla's been super patient with us. Marla, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Hi, Thor. Thank you for all you're doing, the chuckles that you give us, too.
You're welcome, Marla. Thank you for being here.
Anyway, I have had internet problems the last couple of weeks, and finally I called Cox. I've subscribed to them, and they came out and they said, oh, your modem is very old. It's 2013. You need
new
modem.
Oh, yes.
And so they put a new modem in, but also he said the modem also has a router in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did is they unhooked my Netgear router that I had gotten from you.
Okay.
So I have an extra router. Do you recycle those, or
what do I do
with it? Hey.
Yeah, we sure do. We will recycle them for you. There's no charge for that. You know, it's a computer accessory, so you can just drop it off at the service center anytime that it's convenient for you. Have you managed to reset the passwords on every device in your house yet?
He had me do that while he was here, which was very nice.
Kind of him. So the thing with the integrated routers in the modems, there's nothing wrong with them. Let me make that real clear. There's nothing wrong with them for most average homes of, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 square feet. That router is perfectly good. You get into houses that are bigger, 3,000, 4,000 square feet, or older homes that, I mean, when I say older, I mean homes that were built pre-1950. A lot of times in the walls, you'll have plaster and slat with some chicken wire and stuff like that. That shreds Wi-Fi signal. So when you get those all-in-one devices that have the router built into them, they don't have any, or if they may have one external antenna. In other words, your Netgear router may have been a better router from a transmission standpoint, but the technology that you have in the new router is going to be faster technology. So you probably have noticed your Wi-Fi speeds have gone up a little bit because, you know, 5 years plus is an eternity for a modem.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
That's a long time. And 2013, I mean, you said 2013, right?
Yes.
You've had that for 9 years. So, yeah, it's probably no longer even supported. And a lot of people don't think about that from a security perspective. If your router is more than 5 years old, it's not getting updates. And if it's not getting updates, you're wide open from a security standpoint. So now what Cox has done for you is they made you a little bit more secure. They improved the speed of your technology a little bit, but they removed your redundancy. So what they did there was now if your modem dies, you lose your router. And if your router dies, you lose your modem. Whereas if you have separate devices, if one dies, you can replace one and keep the other, basically. But given the length of time since your last technology purchase there, way to go for you keeping that thing working that long. I think you came out ahead in the equation.
Okay. Well, I thank you, and thank you for letting us know that you do recycle routers, too.
Oh, absolutely, Marla. Thanks for your call today. I appreciate it. David, welcome to the program. What can I do for you on Compute This today?
I have a friend that has a Mac and a portable hard drive with a bunch of images on it, and I was wondering if there's a way to get a hold of those images with a PC.
There are ways to do this, yes. Number one easiest way is to find someone else who has a Mac. And then transfer them. See, the thing is, when you have a hard drive formatted for Mac, if you plug it into a PC, it's just not going to show up because PCs can't read that. Now, there are utilities that you can download to your PC. A lot of them have free trials. I would check those first. That allow
would those images be transferred to a USB drive, or would that not work?
On another Mac, yes. So basically,
and then I could access them with the PC.
Yep, there's one file format that, both PC and Mac can access. We use it all the time in the data recovery lab. It's called XFAT. So when you format that drive, a lot of people just plug in their, flash drive and say, oh, look, it works. Well, you need to, format the flash drive, and we can step you through doing that over the phone. It's not hard to do. It's a couple clicks. And then you format it instead of, you know, being FAT32, which is what it's going to be, the, partition type. You want it to be EXFAT, XFAT. And that goes between both Mac and PC. So the easiest way to do what you want to do, though, is to find one of these utilities that allows a PC to read Mac partitions, install that trial on your computer, plug in that Mac drive, it'll recognize it, grab the images off of it, and then uninstall the trial software that you put on there. That'd be the easiest way to do it.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right, so Section 230. This is the a provision that was put into law to basically, when the internet was very new, they didn't want to stifle its development. The government didn't want to stand in the way or create regulations that would prevent the internet from growing and propagating and becoming more useful. And so Section 230 was created that shielded companies from things their users might post. This is why if you post on X and you post something controversial, no one can sue Elon Musk or X about your post. This is why people who live stream horrible events like suicides or mass shootings or things like that on Facebook, nobody can sue Facebook because that, video went live on Facebook because of Section 230. It protects them. It's saying realistically, there are many, many people out there and there's only one Facebook and it's literally impossible to continuously police everybody. With the advent of AI, it is becoming possible to continually police everybody's speech. So what government is saying in this bill is that we're going to give big tech 18 months before Section 230 is repealed to figure out how they're going to handle themselves and how they're going to handle this so that they don't end up getting sued, basically. Now, if you're a big tech company and you don't want to get sued, the best thing to do is to keep, you know, illegal or things like that from being posted on your service. Now, imagine you're in the UK, where in the UK, it is literally a crime to misgender a person, to use the wrong pronoun. It is a crime punishable by imprisonment. So now, can Facebook be sued for every person that uses the wrong gender pronoun, for example, in one, you know, domicile? And let's say you're in Canada, who has their own hate laws. And then where was that place where they passed the law that basically said you can go to jail if you offended somebody? And they got like 9,000 complaints on the first day the law went into effect. A lot of offended people out there. What about Facebook there? Would they get crushed in that country because everybody's complaining about it and suing them? So it's something to think about. Bad, the whole situation here, on one hand, this would hobble big tech. You kind of want to see that, right? You want to see big tech that has used the Section 230 shield to add on and buy companies and become larger. And Facebook bought Instagram and all these other things and became this giant conglomerate. Well, wouldn't you rather see these other smaller companies succeed and maybe compete? On the other hand, if big tech's required to police everything you write, guess what they're going to do? They're going to police everything you write, do, think. And that's a very slippery slope. So I don't know. Maybe it's me becoming more libertarian as I get older, but I'm like, maybe everybody should just stay out of the way here. Maybe we should just let the system exist as it exists right now, figure out how to make it better without also at the same time getting government involved to make it worse. I'm not sure what we want to do here, but I'm pretty certain we don't want that slippery slope. Today's winner is David. Congratulations, David. You got yourself a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Keith, Steve, stay on the line there. I'll get to your calls here after the program. Stay tuned for the After Schrock coming up at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. We'll see you all next week for another edition of Compute This.